In late June, the jury in Third District Court in Salt Lake concluded that the defendants mishandled the application for Bernalfo's firm, 910 Cattle Company, which owns land near Jeremy Ranch. It said Bernalfo suffered damages of over $21.3 million. The jury said, though, 40% of the blame should be attributed to 910 Cattle Company, 60% they allocated to Ellison and his firm, the Portland, Oregon-based Stoll Reeves. The jury verdict therefore came to $12.8 million against the defendants. The Park City planning firm IBI was also involved in the suit, but the jury did not find any fault on their part. According to Bernalfo's lawsuit filed in 2010, the portion of his property within Summit County could have gotten 58 units under base density, but with the then-existing development code and appropriate negotiations, the suit says it could have been approved for up to 145 units. Bernalfo retained Allison, who in early 2006 submitted a sketch plan to the county for 179 units and 100,000 square feet of resort development that allegedly did not comply with Snyderville code, and county planning staff thought it was so unrealistic it had little or no hope of an okay from the Snyderville Planning Commission. Later that year, the county proposed code amendments that would reduce the amount of density allowed on the 910 property, in addition to a new 20% affordable housing requirement, which would, the lawsuit said, add to the cost of the development. Ellison and the defendants were unaware of the proposed code changes or tardy in responding to them and didn't take steps to make sure that Bernalfo's application was deemed complete, which would preserve it under the previous code. The lawsuit said the defendants effectively abandoned the application but did not tell their clients. The county planning staff closed the application for inactivity in late 2007. The attorney for the defendants, Thomas Kierenberg of Salt Lake, told KPCW he didn't have any comment on the verdict. But in a report in the Portland Business Journal, the counsel for Stoll Reeves said they are disappointed in the jury's decision and will appeal it. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.